This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Carla Funk, Executive Director and Chief Curator of University Museums, and Kathy Elias, the Curator of Education at the Foosner Art Museum. And they're here today to talk about a really exciting exhibit that's opening this weekend.
It's opening this weekend. Saturday, June 8th, is the opening day of Clyde Butcher, Florida's Photographer.
Cool. And as always, the Foosner Art Museum is free and open to the public, but this is going to be a huge event.
Well, this is extra special for several reasons. We haven't pulled out these photographs, and they're from our permanent collection. They're black and white photographs by the legendary Clyde Butcher. They were printed in 1995, all shot from 1986 to 1995. By Clyde, printed by Clyde, and then he gifted them to the Foosner Art Museum. And this is a special collection because there are only three prints of these photographs made. So only three prints exist, and we have one of them. So they're very rare. It's a unique opportunity to see Clyde's photographs here in Melbourne. And these photos that are part of the Foosner's permanent collection document the landscape all the way from the St. John's River, up near Jacksonville, from Apalachicola, all the way down to the Keys. And they're just stunning and gorgeous, all large format, black and white photographs that have made Clyde Butcher so famous and beloved by people of Florida. And the very special news, big surprise, Clyde Butcher himself will be at the Foosner Art Museum on Saturday from 2 to 4 for a book signing event.
Wow, that is huge. This exhibit, there's an educational component to this event.
Huge educational component. We have a lot of great programs planned.
We're very excited to create this program around the environment, and most importantly, I should say, to highlight Clyde Butcher's work as an activist for the environment. So this program is to speak about that. We're going to kick off the educational programming with a lecture by Lisa Soto, who's the executive director of the Marine Resources Council. The lecture that she's going to be having is titled Saving the Indian River Lagoon Through Science and Art. So we are going to be speaking about artivism, as we like to call it, and kind of call out to the artist community around the area to kind of, you know, create projects that really speak to our environment.
And this is just one of several events that you'll be having.
Correct.
Throughout the summer?
Yes, we have several events. This is, like I said, the kickoff, but then we're going to have a couple more lectures, and we're also going to have very exciting workshops with renowned artists. We actually have a clay workshop with a PhD from Weiser Colleges in California. She is a marine biologist, but she's also a potter. So she's going to be doing a clay workshop. So we really invite people to go on our website, which is foosnerartmuseum.org. to find out more details.
It's really important, I think, because Clyde takes his photographs because he wants to preserve that beautiful environment. And so he's sending a message about preservation. So that's why we plan these programs. The lecture by Lisa Soto is free and open to the public. There are fees associated with some of the programs. If you go to our website, you can find out the details.
So once again, the exhibit will run June 8th through October 19th, but this Saturday is going to be a huge event because Clyde Butcher will be there in person. All right. So if you'd like more information about the opening, about the event, about any of the upcoming workshops and related programs, you can go to foosnerartmuseum.org or 321-674-8921.